5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Now I've got the massive reek.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, you had not.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
You know what you get on a Monday, and that's quality, of course, but you also get Damien Barrett in. You hear all about what's going on in the AFL world.
Yep.
That's coming up, and we probably won't have time for stories trending unusual.
Yes.
And you get a real bad Monday joke, but what I like, as I look across the desk and see the same face I've seen for far too long, is the sports wrap on a Monday from you, Fat, because it needs to be comprehensive. Hello to you.
And it will be, Jim, and we won't talk footy because Damo that's does it. That. Good to see you, little fella, and big fella, Rabsy.
Nate Jones.
You're back five. You're back five. You can move. No.
You're laughing about back there, Duck. Something's really tickled the duck's bunny bones.
Could hurt the duck for 15 minutes.
Some statistical heat maps he's drawing.
Right. Duck really entertaining himself back there.
He's drawn a picture of a cat.
Duck has drawn a picture of a cat.
He's really zoned out, Duck.
And that's what you get when you see us.
Where's he at, by the way?
That's the fun and games you get Friday night.
Where's he at? Oh, man.
Sunday. That was Sunday. Duck is Duck.
Thank you, Bill.
And you know what? There's not a lot of water off. Oh, no. Duck's back.
Oh, no. Good thing. We probably can edit the start of this whole thing and go again.
But he is, Jim. He just runs to the beat of his own drum. Oh,
thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, so a big wrap of what's going on in the world of sport from you.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket. You flog.
Yes, it's Billy's All Sports Report.
So guess what we're going to start with?
Which one?
Cricket.
Yes.
Most of Australian players, coaches and media that were left stranded in the IPL, Jim, have arrived back in Sydney, 38 of them, so that is good. Yep. They're back in Australia, which is nice.
Quarantined for 14 days from here.
Yes, which is, that's good. Yep. They're not getting any special treatment.
No, that's exactly right.
Speaking of cricket, Marcus Lubuchene.
Manus even, yep.
Manus, yeah, that's right. He always tricks me with his first name. Yeah. He made a third ball duck on the weekend for Glenmorgan, Jim. Mm-hmm. So he scores so far this season, 11, 12, 10, and a duck. So he's not setting
the
world.
Can be difficult over there, Bill. It nibbles around if it's a wet summer, I don't know if it is, but the ball can nibble.
Yes.
So that's different to where he is in Queensland, of course.
Gee, I would have been good over there.
No, you wouldn't have.
I used to bowl these out.
You wouldn't have, no.
He wouldn't have. Back. what about this, Jim? Golf. Tell us about Richard Bland.
I love it. He's been on the tour for the best part of 25 years, but he's been on and off. He's had to go back to Q school and get his card time and time again. And when you watch the European tour, which I do a lot because, you know, you get home from the footy and you can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
All the commentators love him. You can see all the other players love him because he's been around forever.
Yeah.
Never won a tournament. Well, 478 times.
And never won.
He's teed it up and never won until now. Have a listen.
Richard, 478 tries over 20 years and the dream has come true. Try and describe your emotions.
I can't. Next question.
I tell you what, bland by name, bland by nature.
He's a beauty, and every time, Bill, that you watch that tour, they won't be able to say it anymore, that Richard Bland will come on, and one of the commentators, could this be his week? Could this be his week? And in the end, you just go, oh, mate, he's never going to win now. So he has. Brilliant. Well done.
Well done to Blandy there. Netball, Jim, because Collingwood have had a win. They've had their first win.
Yes.
Unfortunately, our Vixens, Jim.
What is going on?
They're zip and three.
Oh, they are.
Swift's cleaned them up.
Bill.
What?
What's going on with our girls?
Well,
is there something happening within the group?
No. Well, they lost their two goal shooters, didn't they?
Yes.
And they're very important, I dare say. It'd be like losing Dunstall and Dermot.
Oh, would it?
Yeah. It would, Jim.
Thank you.
I'll tell you a good story in the netball. West Coast Fever, of course. Mm-hmm. Last year, Jim, they got caught over the salary cap.
Yes.
Got caught, okay? They got fined $300,000, the West Coast Fever, but they were also handed a 12-point penalty. Mm-hmm. So they started this season minus 12.
Yes.
They've won their three games. Guess what? They are on 0 points, but only two or three games from the leader.
They're going well. Yes. Fancy starting the season minus 12. Yeah,
three games back.
Well done. Well done to the Fever. They're on fire.
Well done. They haven't won a game yet.
Well, they have, but they haven't. You're right. Spot on. What else we got here? Oh, we got a bit of basketball, the B-ball now. Yep. And our side got beaten again, Jim. Guess who beat them? The other Melbourne side.
Southeast Melbourne Phoenix.
They're going well. They're on fire. I think they've won three in a row. Right. They defeated United 94-83 in the throwdown. Mm-hmm. So they're going nicely. They're third on the ladder. United's still top of the ladder. So that's okay there. Yes. The MotoGP, have a listen to this. Jack Miller, if you don't mind.
2 weeks on from his first victory in Ducati colours, and he's done it again. Cue pandemonium. Jack Miller, a brilliant ride.
Oh, how good's that? Back to back, Jim.
Yes.
One in Spain, and now he's just won at Le Mans.
Love it.
He's driving his Ducati, of course. Lauren Jackson won something. What did she win?
She's been inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Right. Well, just saying.
And richly deserved too. And I can't believe you've left our boys out.
Melbourne Storm.
Oh, come on.
Well, what's this? Because
Rugby League.
I tell you what, Jim, if you want a boys' weekend, guess where you go? You go up to the Queensland to Suncorp Stadium.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure, because all eight games were on at Suncorp. Magic round, or nine games, or how many they played. Yes. But they had a really good win. They were down for a while there. Just trying to find
out.
You don't sound sure.
Eh?
Yeah, you don't sound sure at all. Who snuck into the Melbourne coaches' box?
Well, yeah, exactly. Cameron Smith was there sitting next to the big boss, bellyache. Good win. Pappenhausen now, he got knocked out. Had to get carried off, poor old Rhino. So let's hope he can come back. But all games this weekend played at some court. It's called the Magic Round. And Magic up with a few boys. You watch six or seven games of rugby on the froffies. How good a weekend's that?
And am I also hearing that the Hectic Cheese
is
not going?
Well, he's going to stay. He got offered nice offer, Jim, to go
very
elsewhere.
Very nice offer.
Exactly.
I think to go to the Bulldogs.
Yes.
And he's staying with the Storm for one more year at least, is what we're hearing from Phil Rothfield.
Yeah.
I think that he's
Buzz.
He knows his stuff.
He must love chatting to us on the Rush Hour, Cheese.
Oh, does he?
The Hectic Cheese.
Yeah. So he's staying on. Good. And Ben Cousins played on the weekend, Jim. Guess how old is Ben Cousins?
How old?
42. Played on the weekend over there in Perth, so good on him.
All right, nice rambling wrap.
Yeah.
But we got there sort of in the end, I reckon.
Well, no footy.
Because Damo's up next, and I dare say he'll probably start with the negatives, but who knows, he might surprise us.
I think he might start with the positives, and this team might get a mention.
Oh, dear.
Rabbits,
there they are.
You've got about a minute left, Rabbits, if you keep playing that crap.
JB and Bill on Triple M.
Turn it off.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Damien Barrett is in to chat round nine of AFL action.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
We get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Nice to have you in, Damo, always on a Monday, and the positives start in a different place today.
Yeah, let's start with a couple of individuals as opposed to teams like we often do, Bill. Look, if this is not, it's no secret that Dusty Martin and Marcus Bontempelli are two of the better players in the comp, but what they put out on the weekend was pretty special, wasn't it? Dusty with the four goals for Richmond in a come from a 27-point deficit, or 28-point as it was, against GWS. And Marcus Bontempelli's now put back-to-back three-vote Brownlow performances, you would think, to, in my eyes, have him a now standout favourite. At this early stage, it must be said, of the 2021 Brownlow medal. And to me, he would be as fitting a Brownlow medalist as there has ever been, the way he's putting together his extraordinary career.
Hey, and he's hitting the scoreboard. That's where he's now adding a whole new layer to what was already pretty bloody good. And Dusty's ability to hit the scoreboard is insane.
Hasn't signed yet, has he?
No, he hasn't. You're big on this, Bill, aren't
you? Well, I'm not big on it, but I just thought. He loves the club. The club love him.
You're right to raise it. I mean, we've got to round nine of a season. He's out of contract. I just don't feel or hear one word to think he's not going to sign. But any other player of that standing, you look at the noise around Paddy Cripps, who's the comparison to him at the Carlton Footy Club, and there's a lot of noise around his situation.
That was the word. A while ago, we brought this up. The two superstars, Cripps and Bontempelli, haven't signed yet. And as you said, round nine now. But I could not see him.
No, I don't even think there's a 1% chance he could leave, Bill. No one in footy is saying that he might, whereas people in footy are saying Patrick Cripps has been, because he hasn't signed yet, line ball.
Well, speaking of signing, Purple, I didn't see all of this game, but the Fremantle Dockers are long odds to hang on to Adam Chera, who is as good a young kid as there is in the comp, in my view.
And long odds.
A conga line of Melbourne clubs will be, they may as well start walking over there with their very best offer. He's as clean and as a beautiful user and balanced. His next 100 games of footy will be unbelievably good, and yeah. I don't reckon they'll be with Freo.
Gee, Jim, that's interesting, because you've got a family connection with the club.
Well, it actually has nothing to do with that. No. I've never spoken to Andy about it, but ever since he went there, everyone said he won't stay.
Yeah, they have been
and
saying
he still
that.
Hasn't signed. So you've got to think, to Bill's point, it's going to be, they're going to have to do a hell of a lot to keep him.
Yeah. Well,
and there's a contract in front of him. The coach said that the other day. He's had a contract in front of him for a while.
Yep.
And he hasn't signed.
They'll do everything they can to keep him, but it's the longer it goes, the more you think.
And you wrote him, Holly.
Oh, mate. Yeah. He's a beautiful player.
I'm not
saying
I just haven't analysed him
Jim
as close.
Watches, I do. I see Freo a lot.
Yeah, and that's true. Let's keep going with the goods.
Yeah, look back on those goods that we started with, Bontempelli and Darcy. Let's now talk about the collective of those two guys and what the Bulldogs did against Port Adelaide, Bill, on Saturday night. It was a performance of the year, wasn't it? In a context of how well that team is now going. They just weathered the storm, didn't they? Which was always going to come at some stage. It did. They were challenged, and yet in the end, the three goals and 1 point margin, it was almost unders as to how much I felt anyway they were one by easy. Way of a comparison.
They controlled the game.
They did.
Because you're right, 6-2 at quarter time. Port Adelaide fight back. They're in front at half time. You think, oh, well, they probably go away with it here. Mm. And then they controlled the game, the Dogs. So, well coached. Gee, he writes down a lot of stuff. I'd love to see what he writes down. What do coaches write down?
I don't know.
Because he writes down a lot of stuff, doesn't he?
What do you reckon it might be, Bill?
I hate Damo. No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. No,
what he does do very often, isn't it? You see him, he gets down to the dugout just before the siren goes for quarter time and three-quarter time, and he's a ferocious manoeuver of the magnets, isn't
magnets,
he? I love how he does that. And he knows exactly what he wants to do before he goes and speaks to the players.
And they've got good reserves, as Melbourne do, by the way.
Yeah.
But they bring in Waitman. He looks, kicks three. And
as clean a disposal as there is.
Good depth, those two teams.
And so deep, aren't they, Bill, in the midfield? And that was what ultimately exposed Port Adelaide, Jim, on that particular game. They just didn't bat even half to the depth.
And there's one bloke we've got to mention, boys. Libba.
Yeah.
How good is he for that side? In and under, tough, hard.
Sets it up,
doesn't
he?
Bloody star.
Yep.
Well, get on the Dusty's team now. So obviously, they were 28 points down against GWS. And if you talk about depth of midfield, they were playing Plan C and D, weren't they, Bill? Yep. Names that we just don't know of. I mean, Patrick Naish is in there, Jake Arts, we've seen him emerge. Ryan Mansell, Riley Collier-Dawkins, in his third game of footy, played a really good game. I know you've had a lot of time for Liam Baker, Jim, over the journey.
Oh,
so
he's
an established player, but the role he's playing now while they're covering for Cochin and Edwards and Prestia and Lambert, it's taken his own game, hasn't it, to a new level?
Yep.
And when those guys do come back, the dimension that they've now got with him knowing that he can go in there and have an impact, it's going to be priceless for them try and win a fourth flag in this era.
That was a good win, you could tell, by the way. They were very excited. They were happy. They were jumping around. They sang the song. That was a very good win for them.
Well, and while we're doing the goods, we don't often include two teams from the same team in the goods. I reckon GWS, if you look at their injury list, you can't fit it on one page on your phone.
And they've added another one today. If you haven't caught up with the gym, Toby Green's now out for a month or so with a shoulder complaint, which he sustained in the third quarter of that game on the weekend. And that's a massive loss for them, given the litany of injuries they've already got.
So for them to hang as tough as they have and very nearly beat the reigning premier, with, I reckon, Leon Davis is in career best. Leon Cameron.
Yeah.
I know some people have put a bit of SH1T on him about that documentary, etc. But I reckon the way he's managed them and made them as competitive as they are, when you look at who they can't pick, he's a bloody good effort.
He is. I got one too. And you two won't look at him because you didn't look at Libra and I have to find him. So I found another one. He plays for Brisbane. And Brisbane are just getting better, by the way. They're building.
Who are you going to
produce? Brandon Stasevich. Are you aware of his work the last 6 weeks?
I highlighted it twice last week, Bill. Isolated video package, isolated comment in the massively consumed platforms on AFL.com.au.
I've never seen
he's,
you on that.
Going into I didn't analyse the game on the weekend.
Well, you know,
into that game, every single opponent he played on had not finished the game with more than one goal.
Well, he plays on Isaac Rankin on the weekend and nothing.
Yeah, well, that's even. But,
another scalp.
He brought down Robbie Gray, DeGoey, even Papley back in round one. Papley had 9 score involvements, it must be said, in that game, but still only finished himself with one goal. Eddie Betts is another one. So
what was that?
The team they played against will begin the Bads, by the way. Where the bloody hell are that mob?
I'll give you a Bads. What's that platform you're on?
What?
What's that show you do? Where was it?
AFL website.
Oh, right.
That one, Bill.
I'll have a look at it.
Yeah. Have a look at it, Bill. I thought you were going to mention McCluggage or someone like that.
No, that's where it got out. No one knew about Brandon Stasovic until we did it last week, Bill.
Now you jump on me.
Yes, keep going, Purple.
Melbourne has to be referenced. I think we all expected them to uphold their form and beat Carlton. I certainly didn't. But they did it again differently again, didn't they, Jim? They had for the first time the forward line dynamic that they wanted, that being Brown and Wiedemann. And they didn't kick a goal, either of them. But they had a run out. They had a hit out. They've formed a partnership for the first time now. And I can see them persevering with it. Others can't. Matthew Lloyd says only one will get a spot ongoing, Bill. He thinks it'll be Brown, not Wiedemann. So that's his view. I think they'll go with it now. They've finally got them back into the team. And look, they're 9-0. They've got Adelaide next week. Mm. And then that all points toward around 11 game on a Friday night, which I'm looking forward to already, that being one against the Western Bulldogs, who by that stage might only have the one loss themselves. You mentioned Essendon or Fremantle, didn't you, from an Adam Chera perspective. Someone had to win that game. And if you have a look at the last 10 minutes, it was just mistakes galore. But, well, I mean, well done to Essendon. They've hung in there this year. They're doing it with youth. They make mistakes, kids, don't they? And they just made probably less mistakes in the end than Freo. A little bit disappointed Freo. We'll touch on them in a minute. Yep. Need to mention North, don't we, Jim? And I've been critical of them, obviously. But when they do get a win the way they did, having to come back from 30 points down and do it, with a bit of ease in the end, it must be said, the way they retrieved that deficit and then went away, you know, and held on. And it was good to see what the club's been saying a lot about Simpkin and Luke Davies Uniac and Dumont's a lesser light. I mean, Cunnington was huge, wasn't he? But him, Dumont coming back, it's just a bit of stability around
three,
that midfield.
Cunnington, Davies, Uniac and Simpkin had something like 36 clearances between
39.
I mean, it's unheard of.
I've never heard of that number.
But we're talking about the young kids, the old blokes. Goldie was back in town. And Cunnington's
a star, but we say that all
the time.
Been
good. Those been three good. Have been good with the young kids, by the way.
They have.
Mate, the coach was good, wasn't he? We had him on the Sunday footy show yesterday. Yep. He said he could go to the coffee shop and not hide.
Yes,
he had the chest puffed out, walked in.
What I love about that particular game is the narrative that comes out of it immediately. The next 20 people you talk to about it, all they go is, oh, our shit are Hawthorn. And I go, North are entitled to win a game. Yeah, they're allowed to win one game. Oh, mate, you're losing to them. How bad are they going?
Which is a fair narrative.
It's a fair point, though, Jim. But that's what people say, isn't it?
As soon as you have a win, it's not about winning. It's about how bad the other mob are.
Yeah.
We will get to them shortly, by the way.
Yeah.
Anything else in the goods before we have a break?
I just want to sign off on Sydney, too. I think look, they're holding their form. They had that little lapse, didn't they, 2 weeks in a row where they lost games, having had the really good start. But they're back again. And I think they're real deal. Bill, they've only lost the three games to this point of the nine rounds. And you go back to Friday night, you just sometimes just take a win and put it in the bank, don't you? As the Cats did against St Kilda, it was a game they could have lost. They would have been seriously challenged had Marshall not gone down, because while they were inaccurate, the Saints, they had a structure, didn't they, with their big guys that was working, and it was throwing the Cats, and that might be something that other clubs look at and focus on. But once he went down, they were totally broken.
You've got
the
Saints, kick goals.
Yeah.
You've got to kick goals. Yep. And Maxi King won five, and there was three, even Ramsey would have kicked them.
Bill, they kicked six straight behinds from set shots to start the game. Yeah. Six.
Just like drop catches, Jim.
Bill.
Drop catches, lose matches.
Well, of course they do, but I reckon it's even worse. When you're 35 out, 25 out directly in front, that's a two-foot putt.
Yeah.
So if you're on the PGA Tour and you're missing two-foot putts, you don't last.
No, it's morale sapping.
It is.
Too, isn't it? I mean, when Marshall missed that first goal attempt, what, 2 minutes in, was it, on that game? It just set the theme and tone, didn't it? It absolutely kills you.
All right, a break, and we look at the other side of things next.
JB and Bill, Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Damien Barrett's in the studio. We've heard his positives from round nine. Now it's time for the dreaded negatives.
More like it. But to access all areas, Damo and Lordo, by the way, and then AFL Daily, Damo and Nat Edwards.
Oh, everywhere, our man.
Got a lot of platforms.
A few other things as well, Bill. But yeah, it's going, all going very
what
well.
What else? Too. I just had a look then. What else are you on?
There's a few other products on that AFL. You surely look at the AFL Live app, don't you? As much as you would Triple M.
Bill doesn't have a phone.
Well, I've got a phone.
He's got a checkbook. Yes.
Elephant Tube.
You're not still writing checks, are you?
So,
no. The TAB app I've got.
All right, Purple, the other side of things. Where are we starting?
Well, we could start anywhere, but I've been riding the Carlton Footy Club for a while, Jim, as you well know, and I think with good reason, because we get to this point of the year, Bill, and another season shot to bits. It's at 3-6, and they just don't produce out of the blue performances, do they? They don't surprise us, do they? And we've now seen this. David Teague's in his third year. The first year was a caretaker capacity. Last year was COVID affected, but this year there's been a free runway for him, and it's just panning out the way the other two have.
Here's my issue with Carlton. We always say it. They're 15 years into this 3-year rebuild. On the weekend, and I'll have it slightly right, Rabs, you might be able to look at it. It's close to, if not right. They had something like 9 players who'd played 50 games or less, and they had 9 players from other clubs. So how's your rebuild going if you've had to rip 9 blokes out of another club, and now you've got 9 blokes who are basically starting their career? So they're almost starting again. And so if you're a Blues fan, you're sitting there going, what the hell is going on with my joint?
And they're entitled to ask that question. And look, the most recent recruits, they've paid good money to get Williams and Saad across. And look, they're good players, but that to me is all they were before coming across. Mm. And unfortunately, they're being exposed for just being good players, not the saviours
money.
Or the messiahs
the
that they thought they were going to be. And the good money, Bill. I mean, particularly when it comes to what they're paying Williams, who is a nice player, but not one that was going to take that club from where they were last year up the ladder in a
big
way.
So I look at them, and Cripps, when he's up and about, he's had obviously some health issues. He's a legitimate star of the comp. And Walsh, I think, is pretty much there now too.
Yep. McKay, you throw in. McKay's legit.
So there's three.
Wiedering, I throw him in there big time, Bill. You don't?
I haven't got him quite at the other three's level.
I reckon he's there.
So, but really, it falls away for me pretty quickly.
Yeah, it does,
after that.
From that moment.
You know, and when you've had the access to the draft that they've had, they should have much more than that.
And you've been big on this. I mean, you have been describing it now for 4 or 5 years as a 15-year rebuild. Well, it's probably.
But how flat would you be if you're a Carlton fan?
Oh, they'd have to be, wouldn't they?
I mean, look at Essendon. Essendon have, you know how critical I was of their choice to sit out of 3 drafts. They got lucky with old mate going to Brisbane,
Dan Hurst.
So they got lucky with their draft access, but they nailed all 3 of them.
Yeah, they did.
They're actually further down the track than Carlton.
Yeah, they are. Well, even the emergence last year of Ridley, who played 9 games before last year, and emerges as a best and fairest winner in that first full season of footy. And some of those kids they're playing, Jones and Cox. And Jones, again, wasn't just last year's draft. That's going back a draft before that. So, they've got the time.
They picked that Hind up. He's been really good.
Yeah. I mean, if you compare what they could have and were prepared to pay Saad to stay with what they're paying Hind.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue he's had more of an impact than Saad would have had, and they're paying him nothing.
The Gold Coast Suns, purple.
Yeah, they're honestly worried, Jim. They're 3-6-2.
What is going on?
And that 73-point margin to Brisbane Lions, that was headed for 120 at one stage. It was just one of those junk time, get it back to 73 situations. And again, like Fremantle, like Carlton, they just don't surprise us anywhere near enough, do they, when it comes to performances against teams that are better than them on paper? I mean, you're allowed to actually beat some teams that are better on paper, and the Gold Coast just don't do that.
At least Freo are good at home. I mean, Gold Coast aren't even that.
No, they're not even that, given that's where the game was on the
weekend. They were okay. Yep. And they were good early. Now they've just dropped right off. I know what Stewie Jew does, honestly.
Yeah, you have to ask the question. And look, you've got to admire Andrew Swallow, don't you, who has regularly pushed away.
David Swallow.
Yep. Pushed away big offers from particularly the Perth teams, Jim, to get him back there. And he only quite recently recommitted again. But you'd have to wonder the cumulative effect of that loss upon loss. They've only had 53 wins in their 11 seasons in the AFL. I mean, Richmond racks up that in 2.5 years, don't they?
I watched a bit of that game, and he dug in, David Swallow.
Anderson had a crack too.
But there weren't many.
What worried about Collingwood, but I have a view now on Collingwood that they know more than they're letting on as to where they're at. And the 2-7 scoreline is probably where they know they are at. Now, that may sound obvious, but don't forget it was only 3 weeks ago where the new chairman, Mark Quarter, said they're still aiming for finals, when I don't think too many people around the club thought that was a realistic possibility. And they've played now 6 guys, Bill, for a first gamer in 2021. That says where they're at. And look, the decision around Nathan Buckley can be made as early as right now because the scoreline's not going to get much better than what
that is. But they reckon he's going to stay on. He's got a contract for next year.
Who reckons that, Bill?
I was talking to someone at the pub.
Oh, were you? At
that's
the pub.
What they
now, what can you say about what you've just said there? Because I've heard that too, but I haven't heard it in a way in which I'd be prepared to put my name to, Bill. So what have you heard?
Well, don't put it to, but put it to me.
Okay.
Apparently, sources he's going to get another year, which kind of surprises
just
me.
Just 1 year?
Yeah.
Just 1 year.
Just see how
what would 1 year do?
Oh, I don't know, Damo, but that's what I'm hearing.
You couldn't do one, though, could you, Jim? What would one do?
What would he want
just,
one?
But it just postpones the question.
Yeah, I wouldn't think he would want one. No. I think he'd say, look, if I'm staying, then you commit to me and I'm rebuilding this list and club.
If that's
otherwise,
the case,
get someone else.
If that's the case, he needs three, doesn't he?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You can't rebuild in two.
No, you wouldn't accept
what,
one.
What would you do with Mason Cox? He's had a fair crack at it, hasn't he? Do you move him on?
Well, he's either got to become a ruckman or
another club take him.
Yeah. Well, they're not playing him. Let's just make if Buckley's there, he's not staying. To me, it's as simple as that, Bill. Yeah, I think he would get picked up. Not by 17 footy clubs, but there'd be five or six who'd be quite keen to see.
Throw him in that forward line. Back into the forward line.
But they've put a line through him, haven't they? They almost don't want him to play.
Hawthorn,
yeah. I mean, I know you did say before, Jim, about what people were saying about North Melbourne beating them, but the two wins they've had, Essendon in round one, Adelaide Crows round four or five or six, whatever it was, Bill. But both games, they were 40 points down against Essendon, yeah. 33 against Adelaide. They got back and won by a kick. It says where they're at. They weren't even able to do that against North Melbourne. They got 30 points clear, couldn't hold on. You know what my views are about Jeff Kennett. He just says whatever he thinks he needs to say at that point in time.
Yeah.
And that's what he did last week when he said we were going to go to the draft. We'll be okay getting 2023. Alistair Clarkson doesn't recruit that way. He doesn't coach that way. And if you ever need to know where they're at, I mean, you've still got Tom Scully and John Patton, who are both not playing football for that club this year, but they are both officially still Hawthorn-listed players in 2021. And that just goes to show the type of player they've brought in who has not had an impact. And while Chad Wingard was really good in that particular game, they didn't get him across to be good in a team that's sitting second last on the ladder after round nine of 2021. Mm. They got him to take them back into the top four and even top two, which is where they were when they first started having conversations with him. So they're all over the place. We touched on the Pies before. Fremantle, yeah, look, just to back over them, they're 4-5. They're still a weirdly enough, Bill, a finals chance, but they're just not surprising us enough. And I'm off Port Adelaide, Jim. I'm really off them at the moment. The West Coast and Brisbane losses, you can almost copy because they're away venue losses, but they just went up to it against the Bulldogs on the weekend. And, you know, they talk a game, the Port Power team, don't they? And they can belt up and bash up some lesser lights. And they don't always fight the fight for as long as they should, Bill, against the good teams.
Well, that's what the coach said, your mate, Western Bulldogs coach, didn't he? He said, we hung in longer, we're tougher for longer.
I'm not prepared to write them off. I still like Port.
I did until the weekend. I reckon their midfield's been exposed to the point where it just doesn't stack up against the absolute best in the comp when it comes to that space.
But there's something about them I still like. They've got an X factor about them, Port. But I did until that game. I think you're right. But you can have a bad game. You can get beaten by a decent opponent. I'm not writing them off as a total entity, but they obviously weren't good on the weekend.
Yep.
I'm hearing what you're saying. All right, any buses?
Yep. Oh. That one they've had there for about 5 years at Carlton. We're going to have sent a little friend down there for that.
That's got bricks under the wheels. They've taken the wheels off and there are just bricks parked there.
And all those weeds that turn white, Jim, and just growing around those bricks, they're there. It needs another bus down there because something's not right there. And that one we sent to Hawthorn early in the season, it's still there as well.
Oh, all right. I like it. Comprehensive as always, Purple. Always. Thank you.
Damo's Recovery Session.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Up next, what stories are trending unusual?
Yes.
Bill's heading to Europe.
Good.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and it's time for this.
Oh, yes, please.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Oh, yes, Jim. A very good segment, this one. You love it, I know.
No.
Guess what, Jim? Eurovision is back.
Ah.
Yes, back in Rotterdam.
Right.
Do you know where that is?
Rotterdam.
It's not Amsterdam.
Netherlands.
Yes, over there, Jim. Well done. It's a very big...
It's a big thing, Eurovision.
It is, Eurovision.
It's huge.
Performers will be in a special bubble under strict rules, of course, over there. So that'll be good. They're all coming from 39 countries. But our girl from Australia will do it here, pre-recorded video.
She?
Yeah, she's not going over.
Okay.
Her name is Montaigne, and this is her. Time to take off. It's Jim. What do you think of Montaigne?
Not probably a Triple M sound.
No, no,
more
it's not.
Upstairs. But no. Good luck to her.
Yeah, well, bloody oath. Good on her. She's going to be representing Australia. So all the best to her. But our favourite Eurovision song, Jim, our favourite one, of course, is this, my friend.
That must have been Eurovision 92 or something.
It's actually from a film called Eurovision. Oh, right.
It wasn't even on Eurovision.
No, it was a film, Jim.
Come on.
But it's a good song.
No, it isn't.
Guess what you'll be singing for the rest of the day? Ya, ya, ding dong. My love for you is growing strong.
That's not bad from there. You.
What happens to me, by the on the back of what you just said?
What?
Friday night football, you finish, you get home about sort of 11:30, 11:45.
Yeah.
Until I go to sleep, which is often not till about 2 a.m., I can't get the bloody theme song of the club that's won out of my head. I end up, Rabs, putting earphones on and putting some other music on, because otherwise we are Geelong.
You would have got that.
Well, you get rid of that.
Was that when you were out in the grass by Friday? About that? Friday night, we turn on our TV.
Where was Duck?
Jim was out on the grass.
That's the question. Where was Duck?
Come on.
That's the only reason I was out there, mind you.
Well,
did I knock it out?
Anyone recognise you?
Oh, no, everyone was saying, Jim, good to see you, mate. Good to see you, Jim.
Well, Montaigne will represent Australia, but unfortunately this didn't get up.
Tell me, boy. Are you sick and tired of filling void?
Say why I didn't get up.
Ever, ever play that again.
Bill's joke to wrap up Monday's show.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app, listen anytime, anywhere. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. On tomorrow's show, Olympic canoeist Jessica Fox is going to join us.
Yes, she's a star. Absolute star.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to that, Foxy, because I used to do a bit me day, Jim.
Did you?
The downhill slopes.
Don't reckon you did.
Slopes. Mm. Canoeing the slopes.
Really don't reckon you did. But anyway, we finish a Monday with a joke.
Yes.
It normally is your worst of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, guess what, Jim?
In the day of the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Here's a good one. A man gets out of his hospital bed and walks across from the hospital, out the front door, across the road, pulling his drip along, Jim, still in his gown.
Right.
He walks into a pub across the road.
Oh.
He says, I'll have a double whiskey, please. The barman gives it to him. The man knocks back the whiskey in one go and says to the barman, of course, I shouldn't be having this with what I've got. Oh, what have you got? Said the concerned barman. 25 cents.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He only had 25.
No, yeah.
Couldn't pay for his
Didn't have enough for the double whiskey, But what the barman thought was, you've come over from the hospital, so you're really unwell.
Well, he was pulling the drip along.
Yeah,
he had you behind him.
All of that,
pulling you along.
We got all of that, Bill. Yep. So really, just another poor Monday.
No, just another poor Monday.
Yeah, Monday one. Yeah.
Woo! Good joke, Bill.
No good, Bill. Again,
it's Monday. Does anyone listen?
Yes.
Ring now. 133353.
Yeah.